Christ gave apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers in roles of service for the faithful to build up the body of Christ, till we become one in faith and in the knowledge of God's Son, and form that perfect man who is Christ, come to full stature. These various ministries are for the service for the faithful to be built up into the body of Christ. During this month of November, it's really a month of hope. We began with the celebrations of All Saints, but also of All Souls, which is a day of great hope for those of our loved ones who have gone before us, not yet declared saints. And this month of hope is really something good for the sick, whom we remember. Oftentimes, when people are sick, they can lose hope. It can be an unexpected diagnosis. It can be a situation that seems unsolvable. Or they can be alone, even in the midst of a great crowd, because of whatever is happening. And God has various ways to bring hope into that situation, that there will be some remedy, or there is something, some purpose to that. And we have, as I said, this month of November, a month of hope. There are various saints that were celebrated this month that remind us of this. At the beginning, we had St. Martin de Porres. And we followed that with Mama Cabrini. Then we had St. Elizabeth of Hungary, all of whom, in some aspect of their ministry, took care of the sick. They were moved by the needs of those who are sick to help them. St. Martin would bring them into his own cell, even though that was not allowed, because charity was more important than obedience. St. Mama Cabrini went across the ocean multiple times, even though she was afraid of water, deep water, to start schools and hospitals and orphanages. Elizabeth of Hungary used her own home to turn it into a hospital after her husband had died to take care of the sick. And she herself died at a young age. Giving the sick hope that there is someone who can help them. And we see this even in our own day when we are sick. We may for a time lose hope, but then we have those opportunities to meet the medical professions, to set up appointments. And we look forward to those appointments to find out what might be the problem or might be the solution. It gives us hope to continue carrying our cross. And the hospitals and going into all these things may be scary at times, but yet also they are hopeful events in our life. And as we heard in our reading, that God provides these various ministries to build up the body of Christ, to become more like Christ, to have that hope, to understand that there is a purpose to all of this, that we are becoming more and more like Jesus through the cross. And today we remember St. Andrew, the apostle. And the apostles really are the beginnings, the foundations of that faith, as we were told by Paul, that we are that building being built on the foundations of the apostles. And what did Jesus tell the apostles when he sent them forth? To go proclaim the message of peace, of reconciliation, to heal the sick, and to raise the dead. These are great signs, and again, God, through the apostles, showing God's concern for his people, to heal the sick, even to raise the dead. And as we had that great Feast of Hope at the beginning, as I mentioned, the Feast of All Souls, that even if we do not receive all that we desire in this life, whether it's for ourselves or our loved ones who are sick, that we know God's promise is for life. And ultimately, we will find that healing. We will find, we will be brought into that glory where there is no sickness or disease or infirmities or sadness or tears, but it is all of life and love and joy. And this too reminds us that our faith gives us hope, strengthens our faith as well, that hope. And so as we reflect, as we meditate on the Lord and his body and blood, we ask him to strengthen our hope always, to recognize that when we are asked to carry the cross of sickness for ourselves or our loved ones, that he is doing this for the building up the faith of the church, to help us to become more and more like Jesus for our salvation and that of the world. We ask him always for that, that hope, that we, and that he may fulfill it, that as he promised at our baptism, that those who share in his sufferings will one day share in his resurrection to eternal life.